Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Brother podcast with Renita and Ant. Ant, are you with us today? Hello?
I sure am. Hi.
What was with the dramatic pause, dude?
I like drama. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong. Else, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't be here right now. So.
That's right. That's what makes me a reality drama. I was going to say something terrible, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
Maybe addict.
Okay. You can...
Addict.
So here we are with our second podcast of our crazy reality recap group. This is Big Brother season 16.
Oh my gosh, this makes me feel incredibly old. I've been watching it since, I believe it was like 2000 when this started.
Yeah.
And I have literally watched it, I think, every single season.
I think that was one of the things that we bonded over, and when we first
a decade ago.
Crazy, like, yeah, it makes me feel incredibly old too. But I tried to make some sense of it and make myself feel better, because I think 1 year we had two cycles, which normally they don't do for Big Brother. So, but that only takes
a winter cycle.
Yeah, that only takes off 1 year, so we're growing older, so let's jump in. I'm so excited. I love Big Brother, as do you. I love it because there's absolutely nothing on in the summertime. And
you say that.
Well,
you say that.
I say that.
But there is the True Blood.
There is. There is the True Blood. I mean, what I mean is original programming. There is not a lot by way of original programming.
Shepard Smith and I would disagree with you in saying that the True Blood is extremely original. However, this is their last season. So, yes, I understand exactly what you mean. It's exciting. Three nights a week, you know.
You got something for everybody. You got drama. Right. You got competition. You have
sexy times.
You got a little bit of everything until whatever floats your boat comes along in September, if it's football or the fall season premiere. So that's why I love Big Brother, and I have a reason to drink three nights a week, because I didn't have that before. So
as if we needed. Come on now.
Yeah. Although I was, I was refraining this week because of, just wanting to look decent for swimsuit season, and you kind of gave me crap about it on Twitter. Like, how can you not be drinking right now?
I mean, okay, let's just take this back a step and say, this type of reality programming begs a glass of wine. I don't know about you guys out there. I don't know how many of you are out there. But I think
three
the
of
wine
them.
Industry gets a boost from reality television. That's all I have to say.
This is true. I was pretty much out of my element going into Big Brother stone cold sober, but let's get on with the show.
Let's do it. Chen Bot was looking good in her salmon.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
I think Julie always looks fabulous, except for, we have our fashion moments throughout the season we will love and joke about, but she can pretty much wear anything, that Julie Chen.
That Julie Chen, she's a fit lady. I don't like her very much.
Yeah,
all.
I kind of hate her too. She's gorgeous. So
all
yeah.
Right. Let's meet our first eight contestants.
Let's. Come on down.
So here are my notes, okay? We've got Joey. I call her the Smurfette.
Yes.
She's got blue hair.
Yes.
I don't know what's up with that, you know? She's made it known her real rallying cry is that she's super liberal. Like, okay, I get it. So what? Don't care.
Right.
Then there's Devin. I've been calling him the Rock, and apparently so is everyone else.
Right. I told my husband when we saw the Rock Light 2.0, I have never met a Devin that's not biracial. So,
well, there you have it.
Every Devin that I know is biracial and mostly hot, so he fits the mold.
And he's a daddy. He was a pro baseball player, and he's a full-time dad, which, how do people do that? I mean, I don't know. Nothing was mentioned about his current romantic
situation,
from what I recall, but interesting, right?
It's very interesting.
Right, and then there's Nicole. This is Michigan. I call her Michigan.
Yes.
It's sort of like if you watch Orange is the New Black with Pensatucky. Yeah, she's just Michigan.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. I call her, isn't she a nursing student?
I don't know, but that accent's got to go.
It's got to go. Yeah, okay. I call her Tractor Girl.
It's awful. Amber, who I just think is drop dead gorgeous.
She is.
With those eyes. She's like, what does she do? She's a model. I mean, she says she's a model, but was she like a barista or something? I don't really know.
All I remember is her rock climbing, and wasn't she the one rock climbing and very outdoorsy?
Yes.
I liked her right away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Cody, who looks like John Travolta when he was young.
Yes. Vinny Barbarino, for any of my Welcome Back Cotter fans out there, which I suspect there are at least two of you.
Donnie, bless his heart, who is a groundskeeper for a school system, and I believe I just refer to him as Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
I have to watch the show. I just know what the guys look like, and this guy just strikes me as looking exactly like he belongs there.
He does. He does.
there's Paula, who is a DJ, but she goes by Pow Pow. Now, you spelled it on Twitter the other night, P-A-O-P-A-O. Mm-hmm. I have been spelling it P-O-W-P-O-W.
We can,
as in Pow Pow.
Judges. We'll accept both.
We'll accept both. Pow, pow. Exactly. And last, but certainly not least, because he would probably kill me, Mr. Loves to be the center of attention, Frankie, who is somebody named Ariana Grande or something.
Grande, as opposed to Venti, yes.
I don't know. She's, like, apparently the star of something. Someone on Twitter told us that she was Mariah 2.0. I don't see how this is possible because my head is not buried very deep in the sand, and I have yet to hear of this girl.
But you know what? People know who he is, too.
Well, that's good. He's a believer.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
I think I know his doppelganger in real life. It's almost a little bit unnerving. So... And I will tell you that he's very, I mean, Frankie, not his doppelganger.
Okay.
Very much the center of attention all the time.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes, I like the guy, you know.
I do too. I like him because he's just as cute as a button, but I can see the potential for early annoying. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. He needs a lot of attention. But, you know, he's an artist. He's an artist, so. By artist, I mean.
He was in Mamma Mia.
I think he has quite a following on YouTube. Just going out on YouTube, recording. Apparently, you can be a star these days just on YouTube.
We're in the wrong
game. We are old as crap. We don't know how people become stars and are famous, and we don't know of common people. It's sad.
We're old as crap. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So potential hookups. Let's talk about potential hookups. Now, Paula immediately was sweating John Travolta.
Terribly sweating.
Like, she was just like, no, 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 no. And, you know, I mean, there was teeth flashing and pecs bulging, and she kept talking about it. Meanwhile, I think he was sweating Amber. So John Travolta was sweating Amber. Pretty model girl.
Yeah, and then immediately...
Amber was sweating Devin, the Rock.
Amber was sweating. I mean, why wouldn't she?
Yes. Yes, she said, oh, he's just my type. And oddly, this is the strangest one of all. Devin said his type was Smurfette.
Joey, yeah, she's
that all about?
She's cute and tiny and petite, and he's a ginormous, hefty man and built like crazy. So I've seen it before. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Is that it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily her looks as much as her stature. But she seems pretty nice too, so maybe he likes nice girls. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, Frankie's also at this point also in love with John Travolta.
I loved it.
Did you love it?
I loved how they had. I loved how they showed Paolo just like dreamy. They were playing the dreamy music and her like lusting over John Travolta light, and then they would flash to Frankie, and he'd be saying like the exact same thing. Oh, you know who my type is?
Immediately, The Rock wants to form an alliance.
Immediately.
All eight of them. They realize there are only eight of them in the house. Right. So even a blind squirrel's got to get a nut once in a while. Yes. They realize there are more coming. And then what happens? Oh. They say, hey, these are the crazy eights.
The crazy eights. Just so original.
Yeah, my favorite is when Frankie and John Travolta and The Rock all take their shirts off and start doing sit-ups.
Yes.
What's that all about?
I have no idea. I think that was terribly edited, or I don't know why they would pick just to do sit-ups out of nowhere. That was crazy.
And then, of course, The Rock decides that he's going to form an alliance with Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty is flattered. Flattered.
So, and they call themselves the Double D's. So we're like barely into it. There are two alliances formed already.
It was before the first commercial break. There were already two alliances formed. But what struck me is, I know like they're told to play up and act as if they don't know. But everybody knows that there are going to be at least 12 to 14 to 16 people on Big Brother. And at first they were acting like, oh, it can't just be the eight of us.
Exactly.
No, you know good and damn well that there are going to be at least eight more people joining you in this house. So quit the acting. Let's get on with the action.
Exactly.
So, who else?
Well, then, So then you have... There's just constant... Basically, what are your feelings at this point? You know, everybody's already alliancing together.
My feelings at this point is here we go again.
When alliances, you don't know anybody.
Right. It's gotten worse every year that this show has been on. And it's like you love to hate it. Like, what are you people doing? No one's even had a chance to see their bedroom yet. And already, I like this guy. He's strong-minded, or I like this girl. I feel like I can trust her. And it's like, I think my exact words were, I've known people my entire life that I don't know that I could build an alliance with just yet. Crazy.
I mean, I think you said it best on Twitter, the other night, and you said, you know, I mean, there are people I've known forever, and they're not people that I would consider being in an alliance with.
Exactly. Yeah, just,
You know, I don't get this whole, you know, this all started, if you know your Big Brother history, yes. Back in the day with mm-hmm. Dr. Will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think in Boogie having an alliance, and I mean the whole alliance, like, concept was born, I think, out of that season.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting, really just, I think people really do not necessarily know how to play the game nearly as well.
Right.
As perhaps maybe they would have in the beginning, because I think they're just trying to really, at this point, copy what's worked in the past.
They are, and... It gets irritating very fast that they don't have an original thought and they want to try to, they call themselves super fans or oh God, the one girl who said she's been watching it since she was 8. Thanks for
Eight.
that.
That's Michigan.
Like, so okay, you're a super fan. You've seen the show before. What are you gonna bring new to the mix? Because almost everybody who's ever tried to copy a showmance, an alliance, any kind of trait of, someone who went far and did well in a past Big Brother, they fail. They fail miserably
They
because
do.
they don't bring
Miserably.
their own unexpected expectedness to the
Yes.
mix. So
Yes. I think that's part of it, the whole shtick here. Expect the unexpected, I think, is really the key to this game. So I'll be interested to see what happens down the road. But I really just think these alliances from the onset are just a disaster in the making because you're going to have to start screwing people pretty quickly. And so it's gonna all of this is gonna be dashed anyway. So why are you doing it?
Never
Just
mind the
it's
fact that they haven't even met the other 8 people, and it's the e they're just taking the easy way out. Oh, it's the first 8. Let's build an alliance. I don't. I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, sometimes I think that they have to go along just because it's the very beginning and they don't want to rock the boat, but I'd never last in that place. I mean, for God's sake, I just shook your hand and you want to build an alliance with me? Can we meet all of the house guests and kind of get settled? We got all summer, people. We have all summer. So yeah, we are Ant and we
Did
have
we
been.
even mention the alliance between the girls?
Yes, let's mention the El Quattro.
Oh dear. Pow Pow's already like hot on the heels of the other alliances and says, that she wants an all-female alliances because, obviously females traditionally have not gotten along on Big Brother or maybe in the world history
The history of
mankind.
the world.
So she wants to prove basically the history of mankind wrong and have an all-female alliance that goes to the end. You let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah, let me know too.
I mean, what is there to say,
You know, Pow Pow, let's back it up and talk about Pow Pow a little bit. Before she even got her key and her notification that she was coming to Big Brother, she described herself as, just the leader of her group of friends, and she tells it like it is, blah blah blah, and she kind of took the lead and the champagne toast. She kind of irritated me from the very beginning.
I'm on that bus. I'm next to you on the bus. I can't stand this girl.
Yeah, and so when she, I like the idea of an all-girl alliance. I would love to see some girls rock it, but yeah, like you said, let me know how that works because typically that has not gone very well on
No,
this
not
show.
even a little bit. No. It's just a mess. I mean, do we really need, anyway, you know what? Let's save our judgment for the following episodes, which I'm
Yes.
sure will be proven correct.
Yes, okay.
So then we go to the first HOH competition. So one of the twists of the game that's been highlighted by the Chen bot has been that there will be two heads of household per episode,
Yes.
which means that the head of household will not be completely safe.
Correct.
Do these people just spend all year long looking for these twists? Because I
They
would have
do.
never thought this to be possible. It's crazy.
I
Just
had
think about
to
it, crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are they? I mean, isn't it enough to make these people work to get the head of household? Now they can't, they may not even be safe. Ay.
I know, it's actually pretty funny. So, alrighty. So they go outside, and they have to hold on to a kite, and they have to balance on a rotating beam. Now, look at this. I'm just gonna put it out there. This competition, if it's not skewed for Frankie to win as a dancer, I don't know who's going to do it. Who the hell balances on beams?
Right. Exactly.
Gymnasts and dancers.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're screwed. Like, these big guys, like,
have no chance.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, the ironic thing is Devin held on, mm-hmm. like, you know, towards the end. But, I mean, come on. So, Pow Pow's out. Joey's
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I lovingly call her Smurfette.
I like that name, Aunt.
Like that? Thank you. I'm going to start calling people. Then we have, gosh, who's next? Michigan's out.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Duck Dynasty's out.
Yep.
The Rock falls. Then, you know, John Travolta's out.
It's just Frankie and
Pretty Odd Model.
And Amber? Is it Amber?
Amber. Pretty mm-hmm. Odd Model.
Mm-hmm.
with her glorious self is out. Mm-hmm. And then we have Frankie.
Yep.
I mean, who didn't call this at the beginning? I don't know about you. I called it.
I thought for certain that it would be... there would be two girls left at the end, and I was right. That is not a dig on Frankie. I love Frankie, but yeah, it was totally skewed for, I mean, he's light, he's a balancing phenom, being a dancer, so yeah, it was totally skewed to Frankie's advantage. So yeah, Frankie's the first of the two heads of households.
Yeah, so he's, like, super worried. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I can't, you know, like, the first HOH always has a target, so, I get it. Julie then tells these crazy eights, so crazy.
The crazy eights.
That they get eight more house guests, and mm-hmm. one of them is going to be the second HOH. And right. by the end of the week, only one HOH will be left standing. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun. Drama. So
then we have Julie, who tells us about Team America. Team America. We get to vote for who we want to alliance with, and then that person gets power with the other two with two other house guests who are voted over the next 2 weeks in a secret three-person alliance who the audience controls.
That's a great twist. It's weird, but I you know, over the past several years when they've had, you know, either America's Player, when all they do is win something or they, you know, they get a, you know, a free pass or whatever, I think it's going to be interesting to see people carrying out something with a group of people, not just one person on their own. I think it's going to be tough, very tough.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally, totally agree.
I don't know how I feel about the switching of some of the standard Big Brother practices, but I guess we have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, I think this is going to be an interesting season. I think there's a lot of change,
yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised. I was honestly expecting some more All-Stars to come back.
I
think that's a huge draw for viewers, especially yeah. people who are loyal to, like, these characters that we've met over the years.
Yes.
With the Dr. Wills, with the Boogies, with, you know,
Evil Dick,
mm-hmm. you know, so we have all these people, and none of these people are... you know, are back, which is completely surprising to me. But hey, yeah.
It was a little surprising to me only because there's been so much buzz ahead of this season about who, you know, which of the All-Stars or past players could possibly be coming back or were coming back, and just rumors that I'd seen. So I was kind of surprised that there were none. But I'm also going to try to be a little... I have to play devil's advocate here and try to take maybe a positive spin on it to build some new all-stars instead of having people who have come back two and three times already.
Right.
So maybe this will be the once. It still remains to be seen, Ant. You know, expect the unexpected. Somebody from last year or another season could still very well make it back in. This is a long season. But if not, then, you know, that'll give someone else a chance to step up and maybe come back on next season or a season down the line. But
That's true.
We have gotten used to seeing at least two people from past Big Brothers come back, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to second night, which was last night. We're going to be doing these broadcasts or podcasts. I don't know what made me say broadcast, but these podcasts, I think, probably weekly, mm-hmm. discuss eviction and set up for the following week.
Right.
I don't know that we, you know, we'll see how it goes. If we want more broadcasts and you guys want more broadcasts and we see you guys posting on the Facebook page or emailing one of us or tweeting one of us, then we'll definitely do that. And if not, that's cool too.
Yeah.
So, okay. So now we have the second group that comes in, and Chenbot looks great. I love her dress. Her heels made me uncomfortable because they were so skinny. How do women walk on those things?
You don't. You kind of stand in them or you pose in them. There's not a lot of walking to be done in those shoes.
But did you see there were like 7-inch heels? I've never seen heels that high.
They were pretty high. She had her hair all swept in a sort of up, kind of, you know, pony / updo.
I liked it.
I love Julie Chen. Just love
her.
She's super rich. She's rich. She's hot.
Filthy rich.
Yeah.
She reeks of money.
She does.
I smell her and she smells like
Louis Vuitton. Smells like really good, fresh money.
Alrighty. So.
Enough crushing on the chin pot.
I know. Alright. So, what do we got this season? Like, for the second group here? We have, let's see here. Oh, my favorite from this group was Derek. I like to call him the Law.
The Law. I call him 5-0.
I like it. You know, I like him. He is kind of like, he is definitely not Channing Tatum cute, but
no.
He's a likable fella.
He is a likable fella.
I don't know. I'm really 21 Jump Street. Like, we just watched it, and we just, like, my husband and I loved it, so I'm all over it.
21 or 22?
We saw the 21. We haven't seen 22 yet.
Okay. I'll have to catch up with you guys, so I'll watch 21 so we can discuss.
It's actually really good.
Okay.
Surprisingly so. Okay, so then we have Zach, who is a golfer, and he says he lies a lot. I don't give a crap about him. He bores me.
He's unemployed. He's an unemployed recently graduate of the University of Arizona, and his title is unemployed.
Yes. Then there is Christine.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to call her a nudist. She's mad she has to pack clothes.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what that's about. She wants to be nude all the time, but okay. Like, so does everyone else on the planet.
Right.
If they don't have to be seen. If we had to be nude all the time, I think people would be in a lot better shape. Myself included.
Oh my God, yes. Or either you'd never see anybody that you know.
Or I'd be an Aurora fool.
That's hilarious.
I'd be like, what? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't come outside right now. Maybe ever.
I'll see you in 2 years.
I'll see you later. Yes.
So and she's just this barista, this Christine chick. She's cool.
Yeah.
Minus the nude thing.
Then there is Victoria, who is a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get her at all. She is annoying, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she keeps telling us how hot she is.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, girl, if you've got to be the one to say it, it is true.
It's not true. She deems herself to be the hottest in the house, so you know it's not true.
All right. Then there's the country boy who Frankie immediately sets off danger signs about Frankie, because Frankie, and I enjoyed Frankie's at this point where he says, you know, because I don't really get all with all that, and he's not going to get with all this.
That is hilarious.
Right? I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Caleb. Caleb?
Caleb. Yes. Caleb. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to call him Country.
Okay, and I guess I'll call him Hunter.
Hunter.
Just because he hunts, yeah. He's a hunting guy. Maybe I shouldn't call him Hunter, because then people might think that that's his name. So I'll just call him Country, too.
Maybe Killer.
Yeah, let's call him Country Killer.
Killer? I don't know, yeah. Then there's Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Also,
her name is actually Britney Spears, but yes. We know her name is Britney. She's got 3 kids, mm-hmm. and she's was married for a decade.
Right.
And poor thing is just finished a divorce and is single. Immediately, John Travolta's eyes pop out of his head and he starts talking about her body.
He's hot for her already.
And frankly, dare I say, I think she might be the hottest in the house. Sorry, Victoria.
Right.
It's not you, girl.
I was going to say, between Britney and Amber, Victoria doesn't.
That's right, girl.
Right. Yeah, between Amber and Victoria, I'm sorry, between Amber and Brittany, Victoria, take a back seat.
Yes, girl, please, bye. Anyways, so then we have, Preacher, but I don't remember her real name.
Jocasta. We have Jocasta, the minister.
What's going on with the bow tie and the, I don't know.
I didn't do a lot of reading as I had planned or taken a look at this batch beforehand, but I did notice in the group picture that she had on this crazy bow tie, and it wasn't even attached to a shirt. And then on Twitter, there's actually a Twitter handle for her bow tie, so
wow.
I figured that this bow tie must be her little shtick, or it's going to be something that she stands by this season. So, boo on the minister with the bow tie.
No, girl. We don't like that.
No.
A little bit. Sorry, Jocasta.
Don't like it.
That's wrong.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, then we have, the Spicoli. I think his name is Spicoli. I like to refer to him as Spicoli.
I cracked up.
By the way, I'm surrounded by Hollywood.
You have to say this guy's real name, because now I'm just cracking up that nobody's going to know.
His name is Spicoli. I don't really care. Tell me he does not look like Spicoli.
Yes.
Oh, he does, okay? I can't even lie about this.
Okay.
And he's 100% right. And I believe my tweet last night, which you may or may not have favorited it, according to my memory here, was, I think the man clearly defined many things.
Yes.
Even though he was obviously in a, how shall one put this delicately, cannabis-induced stupor for the majority of the show. And apparent to me. And perhaps to many others, that he may or may not indulge in something that may or may not be legal in his state of choice. I don't remember where the guy's from.
He's from Long Beach. He's from the LBC, just like Snoop Dogg. So, there you go.
Well, thank you for clarifying, and that even gives me more ammo.
Yes, it does.
Just saying.
Mr. Hayden, also known heretofore as Spicoli.
Spicoli. Okay. I mean, I don't know. At one point in time, he said he had straight A's in school, and I remember my eyebrow went up.
Mine,
but
too.
You know what? That's quite possible. Some people are complete burners and can function solidly.
This is true.
This is the one for you.
This is true. Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Well,
maybe
before
he'll
start spreading rumors.
He'll give us a TED talk before this is all over. He's a pedicab driver out of the LBC, just like Snoop Dogg. So, I mean, draw your own conclusion.
You mean Snoop Dogg was a pedicab driver too?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't either. That is right. Funny.
So these Yahoo show up, and Julie breaks it to them that there are already 8 people in the house.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
I mean, this is kind of stressful with this point. So you know, you're going in. You already know people have already known each other for 24 hours.
Right.
So there's already going to be a bond there.
Yeah. And so all of... I just wanted to say that all of the, you know, before they actually go in, well, before we actually see them go in, they all mention it, too. Well, most of them. I know the cop does. I know Hot Brittany does. Hot MILF Brittany does. The barrister, she's a little worried. You know, they're it's stressful. Like they, like
very
you said,
stressful.
they know that these people have already been there, bonding slash building alliances slash you know.
Well, I mean, and they'd be right because there are already three of them.
There are already three alliances, right?
So they go into the house, and immediately Country is in love with Amber, pretty-eyed model.
Mm-hmm.
Spicoli, like, likes it to me that everyone in there has a Hollywood, like, a busted Hollywood lookalike, and he's right, so therefore I stole it and ran with it.
Yes.
So let the credit go where the credit is due.
Mr. Spicoli.
I am second to a man who obviously imbibes in cannabis. That does not do my heart good. Let's see. Golfer guy doesn't care, doesn't like anybody. And annoying Victoria is all up Frankie's ass. And
yes.
I think that I was a little disappointed that he kind of took to it.
I was, too. I don't know that he'll really like her in the end. We'll see.
I don't really like her now. So
right.
I'm far ahead.
I don't know if he has enough energy to spend on someone as needy for attention as himself.
Right.
So I don't know how. I much prefer him and Joey, but we'll see. They think they have this bond because they both have on pink. I don't know if that's enough to build a relationship on. It remains to be seen.
Agreed.
But I do want to say also about Zach, the guy who just golfs with his cousin, the unemployed doucher. I feel like the producers have him acting already. Like, I mean, he says, I don't like anybody. I don't like when people breathe. I don't like when people eat. I'm here to play a game. I'm coming to take this $500,000 and
let's predict. Is he the first one out?
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't think he's the first one out?
I would like him to be, but
there's
I
always people with those types of attitudes though that always fall into the trap and get the boot. The hardcore game players.
It could go either way. He could be like the first of the two contestants out, or he could somehow turn around and we hate him until like the final four and can't understand why this fool is still on here. I'm sick of him already. I hope he just, you know, just deconstructs before the week is out. I'm tired of this guy. I just
I've had it. Bye.
I've had it with him since his introduction. Like he's so proud that he's unemployed and he spends his time golfing with his little cousin, and it just immediately is like
people exhaust me.
Yes.
There's always the unemployed jerk in the bunch, though.
He is, and someone likened him to,
I know exactly. What was his name? But he was out, like, he was literally out first, wasn't he? Unemployed guy. That's gotta suck, because he's, like, the one who has all that time to burn.
Right.
People have to take time off work.
Exactly. Just rub it in. Exactly. Like, so you know what else, too, Ant? If he makes as much of an ass on this show as I think he could if he sticks around. He doesn't even have anything to worry about losing once he gets back home because he doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we immediately start seeing, you know, Frankie and Victoria kind of pairing off and going to chat. And then we have Smurfette is into that weird super fan who married the really tall guy. I don't have a name for her. I gotta come up with a name for her. She's the barista. That's it. Barista.
Oh, Christina. Christine.
Barista.
Christine.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. The naked barista. Okay.
AKA it's the naked barista.
Okay.
Boom. Done. And then we have Derek, you know, they go around and introduce themselves, and Derek says he works for Parks and Rec. I guess he's like thinks a cop being a cop is intimidating.
Yeah.
I don't know how he felt about this. I don't really get. I don't think a cop is intimidating. Like, you're not able to put him in a slammer.
No.
So I don't really understand what. You don't have a gun in the house, so I'm relatively certain like you're not really that threatening.
And I wanted. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if it was totally done because he thinks it's threatening. I wanted to know how you felt about people who come on the show and keep a secret or think that they're keeping a secret.
Yeah. It's
like, tough. It's been done before.
It has been done before. And, I mean, I remember, you know, I remember last season, obviously, with Rachel's sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, I'm Rachel's sister. I mean, girlfriend looked
exactly like her.
I mean, she was actually a little bit better looking. But, right. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people are going to find out. I don't know if you really necessarily would find out that the guy's a cop, because I mean I don't know how far down the line of questioning you would go with somebody from Parks and Rec. I mean,
exactly,
you're like, what do you do? Oh, right. I mow the park.
Yeah.
You know, make sure, like, entrances, and I don't really know what the hell people do in Parks and Recreation, so if there's anybody online here that was listening that knows someone who works for Parks and Rec, tell me what they do.
Yeah.
How would I question somebody? This could be, perhaps, maybe excellent information for you and me, Rennie, when we go on the show.
That's true. That's true. Because
we say we're a member of the Parks and Rec Department.
I just, the only thing, I don't know that he did it because he wants to be less intimidating or, like, hide his real profession. But it does make a little sense in this case of someone hiding who they really are, only because he's gone undercover as several different, whatever, aliases before, as an undercover cop. But I don't know how that's going to benefit him. I don't know if he thinks it's going to make himself less threatening or, I just don't know how he plans to use that secret to his advantage. It just doesn't make a ton of sense, other than the fact that he's gone undercover before, but he's not doing it for a job. He's doing it for $500,000. So I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the bonds that were established here.
Mm-hmm,
I thought
mm-hmm.
the interesting bond and an interesting thing to watch is going to be the copper and mm-hmm. Britney Spears.
Yes.
Since they're both parents,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we know that you know, copper left at home like an 18-month girl. And so I think that's definitely a motivator. And so that'll be interesting.
It will be. And I guess the only other parent would be Jocasta, but we didn't see any interaction with them as
nothing.
Of yet. But
Nothing.
Those are the only parents that, what do you think about that? While we have a little time to kill for this first episode about, you know, you're a parent.
About parenting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Look, I think being a, speaking of which, I just have a little visitor.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, visitor.
I mean, I think that basically I can completely understand
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
having a little one is a great motivator on many levels, but it's also a reason that you're kind of a little bit, I think, more eager to leave.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so in some ways, I don't know if I'd be more loyal to someone who's a parent than someone who isn't.
Right.
But if that's being said, I think it's easier when you know that somebody has a priority like this.
Correct.
Home.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes they do use it to their advantage and maybe not getting to the end game, but just different challenges along the way where there is a monetary award. People do kind of have a soft spot sometimes for someone who has children or a single parent or someone who's dead broke, you know, they might catch a break in a challenge along the way. So we'll see.
Well, I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so then we had an interesting opportunity for Duck Dynasty to try to bond with his group with, mm-hmm. or should I say with the whole group, and
oh, yeah.
he started doing this weird cricket thing over and over. I don't know if that was necessarily a good move, I don't know, you know, he seems to think it means that it's going to make him likable.
Right.
How do you feel about that? I was kind of annoyed that he kept doing it, and people were like, yeah, I don't know, people seem to like it, but at the same time, I don't know if that's just because
they
know,
were
that way.
Acting like they liked it. They were like, oh, that's so cool that you can do that. Only because they just met the guy. If he keeps on with the cricket sounds and
right?
doing the... He said, what did he say? I'm making friends or I'm, you know, I'm...
Yeah, he's trying to, like, make friends.
And not seem threatening or
yeah,
whatever.
Crickets are not threatening, Rennie.
No, they are not threatening.
Now, making a hissing noise would have totally been over the edge.
I guess I took from it, Anne, is that he wants to be known as the silly, fun person, not a threat, keep me along. And it may very well work out for him. Those people never really make it. They're kind of someone that you take along to have as a vote, but he may have game. I don't see it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. I also thought the discussion between Pow Pow and Country was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically telling him that, you know, he's a big dude and, you know, she's basically said that she's afraid of him because he's got, you know, muscle and personality. And those are my words, but I think that was like the gist of her comments, which he is like, you know, he's strong and
she made it seem like he had a big personality just like she does and he would be her competition. I don't see it,
yeah.
but
I don't either, you know, and to be honest, I think Caleb is going to have a really hard time this season. He comes across as relatively conservative, and I think it's a completely left-leaning house between Frankie and Smurf Ed.
Yes.
Think about that. I mean, it's like basically, like, you know, Pow Pow's a DJ, then there's, you know, Christine... is the naked barista. I mean, that's obviously not a Republican
right,
or a
right,
Tea Party
right.
conservative.
Right.
So I'm just thinking that, you know, it's highly unlikely, you know, that it's going to be a favorable set of conditions for Caleb to stay a long time.
Yeah.
Now,
Jocasta too. We'll get to her in a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. I don't know how I feel about her at all.
Okay.
I usually don't tend to be drawn to, like, the whole... I feel like she's a tad bit stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the whole, you know, the preacher aspect and, like, you know, she's always like, oh, you
Jesus.
Know, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know... I don't really like that. I mean, I kind of like an out-of-the-box...
Right. And I felt that way. I was like, oh God, can't we just, I mean, like, she made a comment, like, she said, this lady, Jocasta, is a minister now, but she hasn't always been a minister. She was thanking Jesus here and there, but, she made a comment about, I've done a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of things. I've done men. I've done women. And I was like,
you know what? I remember that. That's,
And it made, and it's so, you know, I don't know if, you know, obviously she's a more spiritual religious person now, but she's lived life. So she has some game potential to her. So I'm going to try to keep an open mind. I don't like the heavy religious, you know, browbeating crap with, you know, religion, but like you said, it's so stereotypical, so we'll see. But she's not an older lady, she looks to be late 30s, early
yeah.
to mid 40s, so
she's got relatively young children.
She has relatively young children, so
that's not saying anything. I have a young child and I'm old as hell.
Right. Samesies. So we'll see because, you know, we'll see how far she's willing to bend and how much religion she's willing to lose to win $500,000. And I know Pow Pow made a comment, like, does she, I don't know if Jocasta's made for this game with the lying and the half-naked people and the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, you can say that as a, like, 22, 21-year-old. You don't know what this lady's seen or knows or can do. So way to underestimate, you know, someone you don't know just based on knowing that they are religious. You don't know what this woman is capable of.
Right.
So we'll see. I mean, I was kind of irritated with the bow tie and the whole religion thing way off, but then I decided, let me see what she's about. I don't want to prejudge so quickly.
Right. Well, so what did you think, if I could ask you, what did you really think about that interaction between Frankie and golfer guy, you know? So here's Spicoli's
Yes.
hanging out with Frankie and the golfer, the unemployed golfer. I don't even know if I can even call him golfer with you know, any, I don't think he necessarily is a good golfer. I mean, I know he likes golfing, I don't know. So what do you think of that interaction? Basically, he finds out the high school where Frankie went and
I don't run in
kind
those
of calls him out.
circles. Yeah, it's like I have to look
Yeah.
that up. Pinehurst or something, I think you said. Some
Yeah, it's a
elite.
private high school.
Some private high school or,
Basically says that he's a rich kid. I mean, without saying, like, you know, just basically says that he's a rich kid and he's a snob or whatever.
I didn't care so much about that part of their interaction as some of the Zach makes a comment, you're as Broadway a person I've ever seen in my life, like, which is completely true, but his tone and the way that he said it was like borderline.
The meaning was demeaning.
It was very demeaning. And you know, Frankie, he I mean, you cut away to his confessional, he was like, screw this doucher, but you know, he took it very well. He handled him nicely, but you can tell that this Zach guy is it's a matter of if he gets to stick around, it's a matter of time before he just completely says something completely inappropriate. He was like, I'm just expecting you to break out in song. And it just, you know, borderline, you know, gay bashing. Let's just be honest. He was getting there. He was getting there. So yeah, as far, and then, you know, cut away to the confessional. Frankie's more concerned with, you know, do you So if he knows where I'm from, blah, 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 who my sister is or whatever, I don't know. He's just like, you know, way to come in and kind of piss off the head of household right away. You don't know who I am. You don't know me. Not you don't know who I am. That's a totally different take on things. But yeah, so I don't know. This Zach guy, he just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like him, and I don't really know what to do with it yet, but I think he will definitely be, it sounds pretty good, that he will be out. Definitely in the first, I don't know, you know, few times, I think. He's an easy boot, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is.
He
And
doesn't
then
seem to latch on to anybody. Nobody's gonna like this guy. I don't
No,
foresee that.
even the surfer, well, the pedicab driver, Spicoli, was like, dude, you don't come in so abrasive. You just met these people. You just met this guy.
Right. Yeah. It was very interesting. I thought it was a really piss poor move. But then again, you know, what is there to do? Some of these people just can't play the game. I don't even know why they're chosen. All right, so we go to the second HOH competition, and they're being grilled.
Yes, being
Right, so they're on a
literally,
spit
literally.
thing. They all have to hang on, and they're doused in barbecue sauce. naturally, Victoria, who frankly wants to have win so that the two HOHs can work together, which, by the way, is he just clueless? Like, that's obviously not going to happen.
No.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news here.
Right.
Julie Chen said at the very beginning that these two HOHs, there will be two HOHs, but only one will be left.
Right.
So
how are you going to work together?
There's going to be like a duel.
Right. That's so, what this means. Not that you can work together. Right.
So I just thought that was bizarre. So then Britney Spears is out. Preacher is out. Barista's out. Annoying Golfer is out. Followed by... gosh, who was the sixth one out? Oh, Copper's out.
Derek. Mm-hmm. Derek 5-0.
Spicoli.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's
boom.
Spicoli and Caleb.
Wins.
Yeah, country hunter.
Country hunter. Mm-hmm. Country hunter. I don't know. Maybe we should call him Venison.
No, we.
I don't know.
Well, we can't call him Duck Dynasty, even though he likes to.
I know Duck Dynasty's taken.
Duck Dynasty's taken because Caleb loves his camouflage too, but whatever. So, it's down to.
He's a pretty clean cut guy.
It's down to Spicoli and Caleb, and Caleb wins. He's the victor. Boy, that man held on.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give it to him.
He's going to be, physically, I think he's going to be tough to take. Game playing, I'll be interested. Like I said, I don't know if he'll go far because I think the house is incredibly liberal.
Correct.
And I think that there's going to be a lot of arguments because, you know, God, people can't keep their mouths shut about stuff like that. But I don't understand why you would tell anybody about, you know, whether you're like uber conservative or uber liberal. I just wouldn't share that.
I wouldn't either.
An area where you don't know the players of the game.
Exactly.
Okay, so then Julie decides she's going to tell everybody because, you know, Julie is the ruler of all.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what we find out is we have two HOHs. Each HOH nominates two people,
mm-hmm.
meaning four people are up. The battle of the block, two sets of noms will do battle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at my notes here. And, the winning pair is going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And the HOH who nominated them
comes down.
Will be taken off and then eligible to be a replacement nominee.
Yep, be put back in Gen Pop.
Yeah, Gen Pop. I like that. That's very Oz of you.
Thank you.
So this is kind of just, to me, I think HOHs are going to nominate weaker players because they don't want their noms to win.
To win, right. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think we're going to see too many floaters because they're going
to
be out.
Yeah, they you got to play. You got to play to win. This time, there's little room for people floating or getting by on charm or just being carried along, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So then, Julie, you know, cuts to us. Y'all, it's time. Y'all is the extra for me. It's Team America. Who wins? Shocker of all shockers. I couldn't even believe this because this was nowhere near. She would have been probably my 10th pick.
Who did you think was going to be?
Frankie.
Me too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got the best personality,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, the most noticeable personality in the game. So I'm super surprised.
Right.
So yeah, she's the first member. And next Thursday we get to find out who the next member is. And I think that's it for this podcast.
That's it. Yeah, Joey's the first of the first of three people for Team America, Ant, right?
That's right. First of three. Mm-hmm. So we get to find out the second team member next week.
Next week. Yep. That about does it. That's it in a nutshell.
July 3rd.
Is that when we're coming? When we'll be back? July 3rd.
I'm here.
Yeah, but yep. Big Brother will be airing again.
So I'm looking forward to the season of Big Brother, and I know where it's-